The calendar may say it's winter, but you may be forgiven if you're not really feeling it.
Over the last couple of months, going all the way back into November, we have seen a virtual absence of Arctic air across the United States.
That was USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
Previous years, we talk about the polar vortex. It's something that's a feature that develops every winter across the polar regions. But a lot of the cold air to this point has been moving across Asia and on the other side of the globe from the United States. So we've really seen a significant absence of extreme cold across the United States.
At the same time, milder temperatures do have some positive agricultural implications.
That's good news for winter wheat. We don't have to worry about winter kill due to low temperatures. It's good for the livestock, less stress on the animals. And looking ahead over the next week, we continue to see the fact that we're just not going to see anything in the way of extreme cold.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says this winter so far is shaping up to be relatively benign in terms of temperatures to this point.
We've gone a couple winters without really huge cold outbreaks. What we've seen is the cold air has been on the bookends of the season.
He said that this is a similar pattern to what he sees for the 2020-2021 winter season.
No different this year. We saw some pretty harsh cold outbreaks early in the year in September and October. And now that we've gotten into the heart of winter, we're just not seeing those cold outbreaks at any point during the heart of the cold season. So that was pretty similar to what we saw last year.
Meanwhile, if recent history is a guide, there still could be below average temperatures on the horizon.
And you might remember we finished the season in 2020 with some freezes into May across the Midwest. So it seems to be a new trend where we're seeing the colder weather compared to normal at the beginning and the end of the winter season as opposed to in the middle of it.
This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.